Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Chof Vav Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Samach Dalet. We're already halfway done with this daf. We'll continue into tomorrow's daf as well as we begin with Se'if Gimel. Mechaber starts and he says, A Mavoy Okum Kimin Dalis. If you have a Mavoy, which is an alleyway, which is enclosed on two sides for sure, and we've been dealing in the previous siman with one that's enclosed on three sides and just opens up into Shusarabim. In this siman, we've been dealing with a Mavoy that is through and through open, in other words, on one end and at the other end, it opens into either a Shusarabim or a Carmelis. And today, now we're introducing the concept, which we have already mentioned previously, of a bent Mavoy, a Mavoy Okum. So it's shaped in the figure of a Dalet. And you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 10. And the diagram there. You basically have this alleyway which has a bend in the middle, and if you look at it in this diagram, you see it looks a little bit like a dalet or an L. And it's open on each of the two ends of the dalet over here into a Rishus HaRabim, or as we'll see, into a Carmelis. There is a schematized figure over here that's found in the Ber HaGola at Os Zayin, which points to the bottom in the Tsiyurim, and you can again see this in a schematized type of a view. It is a dalet. One can also note from the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 10 that it has all the qualifications that we talked about previously to be called the Mavoy, in that there are at least two Chatzeros, which are each containing at least two houses, and it does fit that bill in the diagram. So the Mechaber tells us, if you have this Mavoy Okum Kimindalis, so it has the halachic status, Dino Ki'ilu Haya Mefulosh Bi'akmimus. It is considered over here as if it's through and through, and you view the bend over here. If a person, for example, is at the bend, he can see that it's through on one side and it's through on the other side. So the person standing in the middle can have the full realization over here that this is a through and through Mavoy, a Mavoy Mefulosh. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us, "V'tzorich tzuras ha-pesach bi'akmimus." So you have to put in, as you can again see in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 10, a tzuras ha-pesach right in the middle. That's the string that you can see attached to two vertical posts in the diagram right at the break point over here. And therefore, that will now allow you to view it as a enclosed on three sides Mavui, and now the fourth open side just needs to be enclosed with the Lechi or Korah. And that's what the Mechaber tells us over here, Tzorach Tzuras HaPesach B'Yachmimu. So you need the Tzuras HaPesach in the middle to make it enclosed on three sides, and now will be Shnei Roshav on the two open sides now, each one, so to say, being a separate Mavui. At least in theory, you can view it as a separate Mavui that now only has one open side. So on each of these two separate Mavuis will be Shnei Roshav on each one of them. You'll now have to go just put L'chol Echad Lechi Okora in order to go and be Mata that area to be carried within. Alternatively, you could have made the Tzuras HaPesach B'chol Echad Mishnei Roshav. You could have gone and put the Tzuras HaPesach at each of the two ends. For example, where we have the picture of the Lechi in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 10, you would put a Tzuras HaPesach over there. And the other one, we have the Korah, you would go and put a Tzuras HaPesach over there. And then in this diagram where you have the actual Tzuras HaPesach, you can put a Lechi or a Korah over there. And that's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. O Tzuras HaPesach, call Echa Mishnei Roshav, you put the Tzuras HaPesach at the two ends, and then either a Lechi or a Korah, Bakmimus, at the break point over here in the middle. Now, that was quite a mouthful, so now let's go back and digest it a little bit better. Look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes. He tells us, Okum k'min dalis, this Mavui is shaped like a dalet. V'haya pasuach mishnei roshav l'rishus harabim om l'karmelis. As I've already mentioned, and you see this again clearly in Dirshu footnote number 10, it's open on both sides, either to a rishus harabim, it could be on both sides, or it could have a karmelis on both sides, or rishus harabim on one side and a karmelis on the other side. All of these would have the same exact halachic status. So we view this as if it's ki'ilu haya mefulosh. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud tells us, achrei she'ovrim mitzad zeh letzad zeh l'rishus harabim. Since one can actually go from one side to the other side and go from one rishus harabim into the other rishus harabim or karmelis, so therefore it is considered mefulosh. It's considered going open through and through. Sivkot and Yud Aleph, you have to do something at the bend point, bakmimuso, at the right angle point, the hapilush shehu mefulosh l'chavero, because it's opening over here, going through from one side to the other. So at that break point in the middle where it goes through the Akmimusav, you can see the other side. And therefore, it's as if it goes from one side of the right angle over here to the other side of the right angle through this bend over here. And therefore, it's considered Dome Kilu Mefulish Lusha Sarabim. Ulikarmelis, Oso Mokum. So since at that point you can see both sides, we view it as if it's going through and through. Tzuras HaPesach UKedemesayim. And that's why you have to make either the Tzuras HaPesach over there, as we've already mentioned, or UKedemesayim, as the Mechaber is going to now continue telling us, as we've already learned, you could put the Tzuras HaPesach at the two ends and just make the Lechi or the Korah over here at the break in the middle, at the bend. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat Yud Beis. The Lechi Okora B'Yakmimus, the Ein Lahakshos, you don't have to ask the question over here, my Griya Zeh Milo Haya Mefulush Mishneit Stada B'Yosher. He says, wait a second, if this had been a true Mavi Mefulush that goes from one end to the other, the Haya Dai B'Tzuras HaPesach Mitzarecha, then it would have been adequate to just put a Tzuras HaPesach at one end, and then V'Lechi Okora B'Kotza Sheni, and then you could just make it good by having a Lechi or a Korah at the other end. Why over here do you need something in the middle as well? If you're saying that this bend over here makes it as if it's a mavi mafulish, so then why doesn't it have the same halachic status as a mavi mafulish? So the Mishnah Berurah answers the Yesh Lomar, because one could easily say over here, the kivan da hapidosh shebe'emsa nira mishnei atzdadim, since this break point in the middle can be seen from both ends of the mavi, tzorich lesatmo, you have to close it off over here, shol yiro lo mitzad zeh, lo mitzad zeh. So you shouldn't be able to have this break over here in the middle visible to both sides. And therefore, we have to halachically close it off over here, so this shouldn't occur. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, V'nei d'vavo shalonu sheish lem din chatzeros. Nowadays, as we've already pointed out in previous shiurim, our mavi, it's not so clear that it's really a mavi. It may have the din of a chatzer. Kimavu el b'simin shin samach gimel siv chavav, as we've already learned over there. Al kein das kam achronim, therefore it's the opinion of some of the achronim. The af imheim akumos mufuloshos mishnei tzodehen lirshus harabim. Even if it's exactly like the diagram that we have over here, that there's a dalet in the middle and it's open on both sides to rishus harabim, there is an opinion that is more meikel and says that since we don't really have a full-fledged mavi over here, we're really dealing with a chotzer, you don't have to treat it like it's a mavi mefulish, and you can treat it over here without doing anything at the bend point. As we've already previously learned, Ayin Shom, go back over there and look it over. The Nuchalisma Chazel Lahokel, and one can rely upon this, as is explained, Kamosha Beirarnu Bebir Halacha, as the Chafetz Chaim explained over there. And in fact, we can see some of this discussion over here in the Bir Halacha as well. And we look in Dibra Maskel, Dino Kilo Hayom Foolish Bak Mimus. So Chafetz Chaim brings down, Hinei Bedin Zed, this whole discussion over here with the Mavui that is bent, the Mavui Akom. So he brings down, Bedin Zed Yesh Be'emes Plukto De Ravsa. You have a great machlokis over here as to what the Halacha is. So he brings down Rashi, V'od Harbe Rishonim. And this includes Tosos, the Rebbe Yonason, the Eshkol, the Arzarua, the Rosh, the Ram, the Mordechai, the Rabbeinu Yochum, and the Tor. They all hold that tzorech tikkun bak mimusa, that you do have to make a correction over here in the middle in order for this to be a valid place to carry. And shiyase bak mimus tzuras pesach ubishneid stod of lechi korah. You do, as we mentioned over here, this is what the opinion that the Mechaber brought down. You either make the tzuras pesach in the middle, and at the two ends you make either a lechi or a korah at each end, or alternatively you make the tzuras pesach at the two ends, and in the middle you make a lechi or korah. And this is the opinion that the Mechaber brought down. But then there is another opinion which the Chafetz Chaim brings down. It's not a das yochid. This is the opinion of the Ri, the Rashba. And later on he adds that this is the opinion of Harbe Gedolim Chikre Lev Omdim Mishitosim, that hold like this as well. And this includes the Rambam, the Ritva, the Rivash, the Tashbetz, the Ran, possibly the Rabbeinu Chananel as well, that all hold Ein Sarech Tikkun Bak Miuso. You don't have to do anything over here by the bend point in order to make this acceptable. You just need to take care of the two ends. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Al kein nira l'anias daiti, it appears to me, my humble opinion, the bishas hadchak, under extenuating circumstances, she'en yo'ocho lasos tikkun bak mimus, if you're not able to go and make this correction that is recommended by some of the poskim, that was the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that you should put a tzuras ha-pesach, for example, at the bend point, yo'ocho lismoch al shita sari, you can rely upon this opinion of the Ri and the many others that we mentioned that hold like him, and this is talking about even in the days of the Shas. And certainly nowadays, as the Chofetz Chaim himself pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, where nowadays our Mavi is not necessarily considered like the Mavi in Shas, but it may be more like a Chotzer, because Shein Batim Chatziros Pesuch L'socha, we don't have the same construction as they did, as we already explained in Simon Shin Samach Gimel Siv Chavav, and in the Ramah over there. So the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Bevada Yesh Lismoch L'Hokel Kedas V'Achronim HaMekilin. You can rely upon this more Mekel opinion not to do anything at the bend point. Of course, you still need to make on the two ends over here an appropriate tikkun. And he finally adds as well, Gam Ikra Din Afilu Das Rashi, even according to the opinion that the Mechaber does bring down, which is a sheet of Rashi, and the many Acharonim that we said hold like that as well, everybody agrees that that's only Midrabbanan, so there is room to be Makel. Chafetz Chaim in the next Bir Halacha, Vitzorach Tzuras HaPesach Bach Mimuso, points out that according to this opinion that you must do it over here, it would work, however, even if it was Rochav Yoser Mi Eser Amos. It works even if that bend point over there is wider than 10 Amos. However, at the points where you're either putting a lechi or a korah, it cannot be wider than 10 amos because that won't work if it's wider than 10 amos. A tzuras pesach always works for more, but not a lechi or a korah. So whichever way you're going to correct it over here, if it's less than 10 amos, you can correct it with a lechi or a korah. If it's more than 10 amos, you must use a tzuras pesach. This is, he says, although only according to the opinion of the Rosh, which is more machber. According to the opinion of the Ram, however, even if it's more than 10 amos, it would be acceptable with a lechi or a korah. And the Chafetz Chaim points out, if you combine this with the sheet that says you don't have to do anything by the bend, you certainly can rely upon using a lechi or korah, even if it's more than 10 amos, because there are some opinions that say you don't need anything over there anyway. In the Bir Halacha Dibra Masra V'lechi or korah B'akmimus, the Chafetz Chaim points out that in regards to making a shetufei mavoyos over here, tzrichim shneim lasus yachad, then they have to certainly be together. Because ein yicholin l'schalik zemizeh, you can't separate them one from the other. But that's only if you used a lechi or korah. If you made a tzuras pesach, then you could theoretically separate them into having two separate half mavois over here. The issue footnote number 12 points out the opinion from the Chazon Ish, and you can see this in the diagram there as well, that if the mavoi is not more than 10 amos wide, but the length over here of the mavoi is greater than the opening of the mavoi at the break, so therefore you might have thought that you could say omed meruba min haparetz over here, and it would be adequate to just have a tzuras pesach at each end, and therefore you could consider this as two separate mavois that are enclosed over here because of omed meruba min haparetz. That doesn't apply, and according to the opinion that you must make a correction at the bend, you would have to do so in this situation as well. Now we continue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us another situation. V'im osui k'min ches. If you're going to make a mavoi over here that has the shape of a ches, and the Bir Hagola in Os Tes points to the schematic at the bottom in the Tziurim number 1, where you can see the schematized view, or you can look in Dirshu footnote number 14 and see a diagram that very clearly outlines what we're talking about. You basically have the mavoi in a ches shape form. In order to be mesak in this, the Mechaber tells us, Tzorech tzuras pesach bishnei akmi musav. You have to put, as the diagram shows you, a tzuras pesach at the two break points. You now have two right angles over here, and bishnei akmi mosav, you put the tzuras pesach, and then a lechi or a korah bishnei roshav, and then at the other end, as you can see in the diagram, you either put a lechi or a korah. It could be a lechi at each one, or a korah at each one, or one with a lechi and one with a korah. That doesn't make any difference, but that's how you would allow this area to be carried within. And the Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot Yud Gimel tells us, "Dechashvinu l'chol akmimus ki'ilu hi mefulish," because we view each of the bends over here as if it's going through and through, because you can go from one end to the other end through each of the bends. Achrei shabom ovrim mitzad zel litzad zel u'shusarabim, because that, after all, is the way you get from one end of the mavoi to the other end of the mavoi. And he tells us as well, "V'hu adin shi'ochol laso shnei tzuras pesach v'shnei roshav u'shnei luchayayim b'shnei akmimus." If you wanted to over here, you didn't have to do it the way the diagram structured it. You could do it exactly the other way as well. You could have the two tzuras pesachs at each of the open ends into the Rosh Hasharabim, and then at the two break points and at the bends, you could go put a lechi at each one. However, on this point, as brought down in Dirshu footnote number 20, the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, "Eifshol lahatir es hamavoi ayidei shnei lechoyim b'shtei hakmumios." You can't go and flip it around and put the tzuras pesachs at the end, and at the bends, go and put just a lechi at each bend. That wouldn't work. He says, "Kivun shebaofen zeh," in this fashion, "lemavoi shebegag haches," at the top part of the mavoi, which is the roof of the ches over here, "ein elo lechoyim mibeis tzidav." From each bend you'd see into the other bend, you would just see a lechi. "Ubemavoi okum tzuras shelechol mavoi umavoi yet tzuras hapesach mitzido echad v'lechi mitzido acher." So this would not satisfy the requirement that you normally would have for a mavoi okum, according to the Chazon Ish. Furthermore, the Chafetz Chaim brings down in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul v'im osui k'min ches, where he tells us, "Ein in the Beis Yosef shekosov shedas harash po bazeh the dino kimovoi sosum mitzad echad," that when you have the mavoi that is in the shape of a ches, it actually is like a mavoi that is enclosed on three sides. It's sosum mitzad echad, and therefore ain't tzarich kiyum lechi o korah b'shnei roshav, and therefore you only need to put a lechi or a korah at each of the ends. And you can see further about this discussion in the issue footnote number 24, who brings down in the two diagrams over there, that this halacha that we just said is only true in the top diagram type of a format, which is din ze shemavui kiminches nechshav kisosum ledeyazu. According to this Rashba, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, this is only haynu davka im shnei hapsochim shel ragle haches pesuchim liosu rishu sarabim or karmelis, that you can see that they both enter into the same rishu sarabim over here. And therefore, shemisha omed bepesach ze, if somebody is standing in front of one of the openings of the mavui, in order to get to the other place in the Rishus HaRabim, he's not going to go through the Mavui. It's much easier for him to just walk in the Rishus HaRabim to get over there. And therefore, lo yisaviv derech ha-Mavui, he's not going to go enter into the Mavui and walk all the way around the Ches to get to the other side where he'll enter into the Rishus HaRabim. And instead, he's just going to walk in the Rishus HaRabim, the short distance directly to where the other opening of the Mavui is there. In this way, you don't require other than a Lechi or a Korah. But the Chazon Ish continues, and you see this now in the bottom diagram, if there is something that separates the Rishus HaRabim or the Carmelis that you're exiting to from the two different points in the Mavui, then in Heim Suchim L'shtei Rishus HaRabim or Carmelis, like we see in the diagram on the bottom, Shemi Shenimtza B'Rishus HaRabim Achas V'Rotza La'Gil Rishus HaRabim U'Acheres, if somebody is going from the left Rishus HaRabim opening to the top right Rishus HaRabim opening, you can't just walk right through there. There's a wall. There's something preventing you from going through. And if you wanted to go there without going through the Mavu, you'd have to walk all the way around. So then, Hareyu Kimavui Akum Shenachshav Kimafulish. Then, we do view this as a regular Mavu Mafulish over here, as the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel. And we would require, according to this opinion, a Tzuras HaPesach on both ends. With this, we conclude today's shiur.